Page 200.
The Wizard of Oz is a famous American coming-of-age story. Trying to protect her friend Toto from her mean neighbor, Dorothy Gale is swept away in a cyclone and ends up in the mysterious and strange land of Oz. Welcomed by the Witch of the North and the Munchkins, Dorothy follows the yellow brick road to go and find the mysterious Wizard of Oz. Meeting three great friends on the way, but also facing the wicked Witch of the West, Dorothy and her friends will go on many adventures to help the little girl return home.
Your silver shoes will carry you over the desert, replied Glinda. If you had known their power, you could have gone back to your Aunt Em the very first day you came to this country.
But then I should not have had my wonderful brains, cried the Scarecrow. I might have passed my whole life in the farmer's cornfield.
And I should not have had my lovely heart, said the Tin Woodman. I might have stood and rusted in the forest till the end of the world.
This is all true, said Dorothy, and I'm glad I was of use to these good friends. But now that each of them has had what he most desired, and each is happy in having a kingdom to rule beside, I think I should like to go back to Kansas.
The silver shoes, said the good witch, have wonderful powers, and one of the most curious things about them is that they can carry you to any place in the world in 3 steps, and each step will be made in the wink of an eye. All you have to do is to knock the heels together 3 times and command the shoes to carry you wherever you wish to go.
If that is so, said the child joyfully, I will ask them to carry me back to Kansas at once.
She threw her arms round the lion's neck and kissed him, patting his big head tenderly. Then she kissed the Tin Woodman, who was weeping in a way most dangerous to his joints. But she hugged the soft, stuffed body of the Scarecrow in her arms instead of kissing his painted face, and found she was crying herself at this sorrowful parting from her loving comrades. Dorothy now took Toto up solemnly in her arms, and having said one last goodbye, she clapped the heels of her shoes together 3 times, saying, "Take me home to Aunt Em."
L. Frank Baum, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, 1900.